Hey, I'm Andy.
I'm Andy.
And you're listening to the HMR Podcast. Over 10 years ago, I set myself the challenge of building my own property portfolio. And what began as a short-term investment plan soon became a long-term commitment to change the way young people live together. I've now built several successful businesses, I've raised millions of pounds of investment, and I've managed thousands of tenants. Join me and some very special guests to discover the tips, tricks and hacks, the ups and the downs, the best practice, and everything else you need to know to start, scale and systemize your very own HMO portfolio. Now.
We're almost halfway through 2023. Can you believe it? Now, what I thought I would do, and it's about time, I gave you a business update. So I'm going to take you behind the scenes and tell you exactly what has been going on. But I thought we'd put a spin on today's episode. I thought it would be a good time to go back and revisit the goals that I set myself at the end of last year, the targets that I wanted to achieve by the end of 2023. Now, of course, we're only halfway through the year, so I didn't expect that I would have hit them or smashed all of my goals just yet. But what I was interested to see was, am I on target? Now, you guys know that I love to set targets and continually review my progress, but I don't often go back and actually look at the high-level targets. What I do at the beginning of the year or at the end of the year, I set my goals for the following year. That's what I did, and that's what we're going to go back onto. And then I break it down into quarterly, monthly, and then weekly goals. And I'm continually looking to progress week on week, month on month, quarter on quarter. But today what I've done is gone back and actually looked at the annual goal that I set. And I want to check in and see how I'm doing. Am I on track to hit the goals that I set myself for the end of the year? So today we're going to do that. And in the process, I am going to bring you up to speed on a few things that have been happening. Obviously, we're struggling as an economy to get a grip on inflation. The Bank of England has responded by putting rates up yet again. They're meeting in just a week's time, and it looks almost certainly as if they're going to put rates up again. I've got some refinances going through, so I'm going to talk you through that and how that's impacting my business. Of course, we're a week away from the student changeover, so I've been very busy preparing for that. And of course, there's other stuff going on as well. So today, it's quite a lot to cover, but I'm going to give you a good old business update. So if that sounds interesting, if you want to lift the bonnet on my business, then make sure you stick around. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of the HMO Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Andy here. We're going to be getting back to the podcast in just a moment. But before we do, I want to tell you very quickly about the HMO roadmap. Now, if you're serious about replacing your income, or perhaps you've already got a HMO portfolio that you want to scale up, then the HMO roadmap really is your one-stop shop. Inside the roadmap, you'll find a full 60-lesson course delivered by me, teaching you how to find more deals, how to fund more deals and raise private finance, how to refurbish great properties, how to fill them with great tenants that stay for longer, and how to manage your properties and tenants for the future. We've also got guest workshops added every single month. We've got new videos added every single week about all sorts of topics. We've got downloadable resources, cheat sheets and swipe files to help you. We've got case studies from guests and community members who are doing incredible projects that you can learn from. And we've also built an application just for you that allows you to appraise and evaluate your deals, stack them side by side and track the key metrics that are most important to you. To find out more, head to the hmoroadmap.co.uk now and come and join our incredible community of HMO property investors.
Okay, welcome back. So today I'm going to give you a business update. I'm going to take you behind the scenes of my businesses and tell you exactly what has been going on, what I've been up to, and what's going well and what's not going so well. I love these episodes because, first of all, it holds me to account. Secondly, I like to know that you guys know that I'm actually out there and doing this stuff. I'm not just talking about it on the show. I'm actually going through it every day, every week, every month. So everything that I talk about today is actually happening in my business, and hopefully that helps you in some way. What way exactly? I don't quite know, but at the very least, hopefully it keeps stuff real. Hopefully on a few occasions, it is inspiring, and hopefully it just makes you feel a little bit better about the things that are just not going well or to plan in your businesses. Because trust me, and as we're about to find out, that is often the case in my own businesses as well. So first of all, thank you for joining me for these episodes and kind of helping me and pushing me along the way, because you guys listening in and holding me to account really does help me push and keep my foot down, because it does get tough, it does get hard, and certainly for me at this time of the year, I'm definitely feeling a little bit tired. I've got a lot of stuff going on outside of the businesses as well. It would be easy to take my foot off, but knowing that you guys are there and that I'm going to have to report back in on my goals and objectives does always keep me pushing forward. So thank you for that. Now, today I've got quite a bit to cover. I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk you through the goals that I set myself at the end of 2022. These are the targets that I set myself for 2023, the things that I really wanted to achieve. Quite high level targets, but nonetheless, we're going to go back and we're going to have a look at how I'm doing and reflect on what's going well, what's not going well. I'm also going to bring you up to speed on what is happening right now, the good, the bad, and some of the really frustrating things as well. It's an unusual time, to say the very least. This inflation issue that we cannot seem to get on top of, interest rates going up and up and up, cost spiraling, and the property market definitely starting to wobble. So an unusual period, and definitely, I think, a good time to check in with you guys. So let's get stuck into today's episode. I want to start by talking you through what's going on right now with regards to some of the finance bits and pieces in my business. I've got two HMOs, both five-bed HMOs, both student lets, and both of them are coming off their fixed rate of 1.75% on the last day of June. And on the 1st of July, they're going to revert to the new rate, which is at 4.38%. Now, that sounds pretty good today, but 2-3 months ago, when I agreed all of that and got locked in, it still sounded like it was pretty toppy, and I wasn't sure whether to go for a 2 or a 5-year fix. And in the end, I opted for what was the slightly cheaper rate than the 2-year fix, the 5-year fix. I went with the 5-year fix. But a month or so after I'd made that decision, things started to look like they were probably getting better, we'd stabilised, and there was a lot of talk of rates coming down. And of course, inflation has done what inflation has done. The Bank of England have put rates up, and all of a sudden, things look quite a bit worse. So of course, I'm quite glad that I did go for that 5-year fix. And actually, for me, I decided that I wanted some stability. I wanted to control as much as I possibly could, even if it wasn't quite the best economically for me. I wanted it to be as predictable as possible for the next 5 years. And I'm looking ahead and thinking there is a lot of uncertainty. And that was a call I made. Now, in retrospect, it looks like a really good decision, because I don't think we're going to see anything in the fours, sort of low fours, 4.38, that's what these are, for quite some time. But I just wanted to talk you through that, because that is happening, and each one of those mortgages is going to cost me £450 more. So I am net about £900 worse off a month. So yes, the rates look reasonable right now, but actually it still costs me the best part of £1,000 every month, net, net, net. And they're student lets, so I can't put the rent up until we advertise again, and those students will sort of move in July 2024. So it's going to be a long time till I can actually increase the rent to offset against the mortgage and the higher rates that I'm paying on those two particular properties. So that is just something I'm lumped with. That's how it goes. I've also got a much bigger refinance on. This is for two buildings. It's 14 flats across the two sites, and it's one of our projects that we've just developed. The rate that we've agreed is 5.8%. It's a Shawbrook loan, and it's for about 2.2, 2.3 million. So it's a very big loan. It's a very big interest repayment as well. And that is a lot to swallow. Now, fortunately, subject to valuation, that should be okay. But what it does mean is at the back end, in terms of the yields and stuff, it's so squeezed that the deal really doesn't look particularly exciting on an ongoing basis. We're not making a huge amount of money, unfortunately, because the interest rate is so, so high. But we made that decision about 3 months ago to try and lock in as quickly as we could. And my God, am I glad we did, because we're in at 5.8%. That looks pretty good. I think certainly if we start to factor in what the Bank of England are likely to do in the next two meetings, 5.8 probably looks really, really good, especially on a loan of that size. Most of this is going to be for serviced accommodation as well. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on then. But God, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. And when we set out and obviously bought those sites and planned all this in, interest rates, you know, we were probably looking at things in the threes, maybe very low fours. That's kind of where we thought we would be. So obviously the landscape has changed dramatically, and it's just a really, really good reminder. Do everything you can right now to plan, put contingencies in place. I've talked about it on the show a number of times over the last 6 months, but it's so, so important. And I'm a bit concerned that things are running away quite quickly from us. So let's make sure we're all doing the smart thing right now. Now, a couple of things to share as well, just to give you a bit of an insight as to what I'm seeing and feeling out there in the market. One of my mentees just had his valuation back on a HMO, and he got not just the valuation that he was expecting, but he actually got a better valuation. Prime HMO let to students, and it came in at $625,000. What that meant was my mentee, Ash, was able to refinance all of his initial capital back out, plus a bit more to go again. And I thought that that was really interesting because we were obviously all a little bit concerned about what the valuer's opinion would be and where things were going to be at, you know, what the sort of sentiment was out there with the banks at the minute. And actually, it seems to be that for good, high-quality, prime HMOs, then the confidence is still there. That's really, really quite positive. Another interesting story, and I did share this on Friday in our Friday broadcast, so you might have seen it if you get our emails. But one of my other mentees, Steve, he actually negotiated a deal all the way down from $320,000, or certainly that's what the original asking price on the property was, right down to $250,000. Now, it wasn't as clean cut as, you know, it was. They were asking for $320,000 and he's gone in at $250,000, not at all. They were asking for $320,000, they've come down a bit. Steve's gone in, he's put in his offer in. It was quite significantly discounted off their asking price. Then the surveys come back and there's been a couple of bits, and he's been really smart with getting the surveys and then feeding back, and he's been able to negotiate that right down to $250,000, which is just a fantastic deal. And I think what this says, and I think this is really interesting, is that sellers' expectations are really starting to change. I mean, to come down that far is quite dramatic. And I'm seeing more of that in the market. Now, I'm not seeing it everywhere, not yet anyway, but anybody who's saying that there aren't opportunities, there aren't deals out there, isn't looking hard enough and isn't being patient enough, quite frankly. It is starting to happen. In my opinion, prices are starting to come down, sellers' expectations are coming down, and I think we are at the beginning of a period where at the end we will find that we are back in a buyer's market, which is sort of where we want to be. Although, yes, interest rates are going to be quite expensive, so we've got to figure all that out as well. But look, from a finance perspective, that's what's going on in my business. That's what I'm experiencing and seeing. And I just thought that that was quite interesting. I thought it could help you in your business and the stuff that you're looking at today. In other news, I'll whiz over this stuff, but we are a day away, no, 2 days, 3 days away from the student changeover. I've been doing a lot of work, getting everything ready. As you know, the student changeover is a big body of work. We've got all the check-ins and check-outs. We've got all the inventories and inspections to start getting and planning to get deposits back to tenants. Loads and loads of maintenance, pages and pages of maintenance that we've done on pre-inspections. We've got keys that we've had to identify are already missing, get them replaced so that the new tenants move in and can actually get their keys on day one. It's nothing worse than four, five, six tenants moving in and one or two of them haven't got keys because the last tenants have lost them and haven't told us. So we like to be really proactive on that stuff. We've got decorating happening at some of the houses. All the paints and the feature paints have got to be purchased and be ready and on site and blah, blah, blah. So all of this stuff is underway and it's keeping me very, very busy. We've got a new project that's out for tender at the minute. So hopefully, fingers crossed, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will know exactly where we're at with costs. We'll have all the finance sorted and we can start building that. That one's really, really exciting. And what else is happening? Okay, so a couple of new deals I want to talk to you about. And one of these actually ties into the goals that I'm going to share today. So got a new deal in Sheffield that we're working on at the minute. It's a fantastic deal. Very, very exciting. But unfortunately, and really rather frustratingly, there's been a bit of a snag with the land registry. Part of the title is unregistered, and that means we can't go ahead and purchase it until we get that resolved. And of course, now we're in the hands of the land reg. So who knows how long that'll be? Will it be 6 weeks? Will it be 6 months? Will it be 12 months? I honestly don't know, but it's really frustrating. And mostly because we've got about £400,000 in cash in the bank account. My money that's costing us a lot for not doing something else with it in that business. And until we know what's happening, I have to think about what we do. That could come through from the land reg at any point, and all of a sudden it's green light, let's go, 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 exchange and complete. Well, that means I've got to sit, or we've got to sit on £400,000, and there's a real cost of opportunity to that. We could be doing something else with that money. Now, if I knew it was for 4 or 6 weeks, it'd be okay. I wouldn't mind. But if this for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, we'll still eventually want to buy the site, but I've lost all of that cost of opportunity. Of course, it's been deflating in the bank account, so that's a real consideration, and it's very, very frustrating. But, and this is why I'm sharing it, it is just the reality of being in property. It's the reality of what we do. Things that we don't foresee happen, they crop up, it costs us time, it costs us money, and it just is what it is. So that's what we're dealing with. We're also working on two really interesting and very exciting sites. One, we've just had a pre-app meeting on that went very, very positively. I can't say too much more about this one at the minute, but it will be the biggest deal that I have ever done by quite some way. So hopefully in the next month or two, I can tell you a lot more about it, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It does feel like a huge leap of faith at this stage, and it does also feel like a big jump in terms of my ability, my skill set, my risk appetite to some extent, really stepping outside of my comfort zone with this one. So I'm excited to tell you more. And another deal that I'm looking at, a big site, predominantly HMO rooms, really great location. I'm really interested in it, but the asking price is really, really, really chunky. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what it's all going to cost. And you might have seen on social media the other day, I shared a deal sort of appraisal tool that I had to build from scratch for this to measure the so many kind of variables that come with this site. There's variables on how many rooms we might end up with, how much it might cost to actually refurb each room or the whole site, how the bank might value it at the end, whether we'd get £150, £160, £140 a week, whatever. So many variables. I think there were sort of about 40 odd variables in the end. And my job is at the minute to try and figure out where we're most likely to end up and make some assumptions based on that. And then with that, figure out what we're prepared to pay for the site. It's a lot of work doing this. And the reality is, I think the chances of us actually getting it are probably in the region of 5%. A lot of competition. We're probably being quite reserved on the numbers. And often it can feel like you're putting a lot of work into something that's very, very, very likely not to proceed. And that's difficult sometimes, but it's something that you've just got to be really strict with yourself on. You've got to get out there and you've got to see and appraise deals. Because if you're not doing it, your chances are zero. So even though I think my chances or our chances are only about 5% on this particular side, it's 5% more than not actually looking at it and not doing the work. I spent hours and hours and hours poring over this site, obviously doing all of the sort of the deal appraisal and actually down there and viewing it and all my sort of preliminaries. But this is the reality of it. This is where a lot of my time goes at the minute. So look, that is just a general update on the business. But other than that, occupancy is really good. Tenants happy and quiet, and everything is running pretty well. So I'm quite happy on the whole. So there's a general update. But what I said we would do today is put a slightly different spin on it and go back and look at the goals that I set myself at the end of last year for 2023, the targets that I wanted to set myself for this year. So how am I doing? Well, there's a few different targets on here, and I'm going to walk you through some of them. The first one, and this was the big one, and I guess this is my overarching target. I set myself a goal of finishing the year up by 25% on my profit before tax. That is across everything. That is essentially what I make in all the businesses before tax. So it's really the bottom line in every single business. And 25% was a really, really, really pushy target. And I knew that. So what I've done today is I've gone back and I've looked at 2022 and basically amalgamated the entire year's performance before tax, and I've taken that figure. And then what I've done is I've looked at 2023 so far, and I've projected the rest out against the targets that we've got set for the rest of the year. So a lot of this stuff is quite consistent. It doesn't change much month by month, slight increments where new targets and new sort of properties and rooms come online, etc. But it's all quite well planned out and it's quite meticulous. And the good news is, and I was really, really, really quite surprised by this because I haven't gone back and looked at this until today, we are on target to be 26% up on last year profit before tax, which is really, really, really exciting. And I'm feeling really, really pleased. And actually, I think it's a good reflection on how bloody hard we've worked across the board this year. Now, this doesn't take into account any equity that I or we create in any of the deals. The developments and all of that stuff, it doesn't take into account any of that. This is rental income and it's trading sort of income, things that we invoice through my various businesses. So that's all that is. So fingers crossed, we can stay on target and we can finish the year at that 25, hopefully even 26% up on last year. That for me will be an incredible year. It'll be tough to beat that next year. But yeah, that was the biggie. Now that's broken down into a number of things. There's lots of different and smaller targets making that up. And I'm not going to go into all of that detail today, but I'm going to talk to you about some of the other targets that I set myself. One of the big ones, and I didn't actually share this for obvious reasons, was that I wanted to sell my investment management business. That was one of my big targets, and I wanted to do that in 2023. Well, of course, I sold that back in March. So that was job done, box ticked. Really, really pleased with the way that it went. And yeah, a big target kind of, yeah, knocked off the board. So that was a superb one. And by the way, the income from that sale, and I've separated from those targets that I just shared with you. So that data, that income, that profit before tax, that's not included in that sort of 26% that we are up this year or appear to be up this year. So I guess I could add it. It would, yeah, it would mean I've obliterated my targets. But yeah, I think just for the purpose of managing my goals and the objectives, we'll keep that slightly separate because it's a very different sort of income source. One of the other ones I've got on here, I wanted to buy another HMO this year. I haven't managed to do that yet. I just want another 5 or a 6 bed HMO. Nothing, I'm not asking for too much, but I haven't found anything good enough to buy just yet. Where I look, I'm not really seeing much come onto the market, and anything that has come on the market doesn't seem to reflect the changes that we're seeing in the market, interest rates and where property values seem to actually be. So I am biding my time. I am prepared to wait. This is a target that I will be disappointed if I don't hit, but I'm not going to do it at any expense. The numbers, the metrics, my investment parameters, they all have to be there for me to hit this one. So haven't got that one yet. And actually, I've got nothing on the horizon for it. So hopefully something comes up later in the year. But I am conscious that I've got a busy half of the year, and some of that is going to be out of the country, as I'm going to come on to. Okay, then. So one of my other targets was I wanted to secure one commercial to resi deal in Sheffield. So this one is currently culled in amber, because it's the site that I mentioned earlier. We've got it agreed. It's sort of in the middle of conveyancing, but we've got this issue with the land reg. So I think it will all go through. It's looking so good so far, but we've just got to wait for this issue to be resolved. Hopefully it can be resolved this year and we can actually complete it. I mean, hopefully we can complete on it in the next month, but I just think that that is looking increasingly unlikely. But it's in amber, and I think we are on target for it. And certainly we've identified the site. I haven't even shared this with anybody yet, not shared it on social media, but I'm really, really excited. It's about 5,000 square feet of sort of commercial space. Looks like an old factory, very similar to the sort of stuff that we've been buying recently. And it's got land and a good sized car park that we can probably develop onto as well. So we're working on the planning for that as we speak. So that's really, really exciting. What else has been going on then? Right. Okay. So outside of the business, and you guys know I really like to focus on my stuff outside of the business as well. For me, that's kind of the point. Like, yeah, grow the businesses, generate the income, but it's to do the stuff outside of the businesses. So getting married this year, getting married on the 26th of August. And my God, there's a lot of work. Got to be honest, Gemma is doing the bulk of that, and she's doing a fantastic job. But yeah, there's so much to think about. It's really quite overwhelming. Obviously, anybody listening who has got married will know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you've got all of this to come. But that's happening, and it's keeping me very busy. Now, this year, we are going to do, and this was one of my big things, a lot of traveling. Our honeymoon is going to be probably 6 to 8 weeks traveling 3 or 4 different countries. And recently I've been putting that itinerary together. Putting that itinerary together has taken me enough time. We're thinking about Vancouver, North America, and then down to Costa Rica. I am so excited. It's going to be 8 weeks away from all of the businesses, and I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. But earlier this year, I also got my ski trip in. Proper ski happened. It was a fantastic trip. That was back in March. So at the moment, so long as our honeymoon and the wedding does go ahead, it looks like those targets, they're currently in amber, it looks like they can be coloured green by the end of the year. So that is all looking like it's going to come off. One of the other ones that I set myself was a fitness one, and I kind of said I wanted to be in the best shape ever. I think I'm 37 this year, and it's getting more challenging to stay in good shape. So I'm having to train a bit harder to stay in the same shape. And I said to myself, I want to be in the best shape possible that I can get myself into this year. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. So I've been training 4 to 5 times every single week. And that was one of the KPIs that I set myself. Now, I haven't really got any more objective measures to share with you on that today, but I did set some earlier in the year. So towards the end of the year, I'll break that down. But so far, so good. I'm not there yet. I'm definitely not in the best shape of my life yet. But hopefully by the end of the year, at least before we go away traveling, I will be. I've got time yet. Yeah, look, there we go. So pretty big goals on the board there. Some of them ticked off already, some in amber, and some just in red, like some are just not happening. So nowhere near buying a HMO yet, just doesn't seem to even be on the horizon. And also, I promised myself and you guys that we would start a HMO and a rent-to-rent course, but I just haven't. It is getting pushed further and further down the list. Every time, you know, I want to get to it, something else comes in. So that is kind of sticking out like a sore thumb. I know that it needs to be done, but I'm really struggling to find the time to actually execute on that. So hold me to account, guys. I'm going to get it done. I promise by the end of the year, I am going to do it. So there we are. So far, I think so good. I'm really pleased with the performance in the first half of the year. We've worked incredibly hard. Myself, the team, everybody involved, we've been working really, really hard. From a project's point of view across the board, generally speaking, we've been doing really, really well. Most of these have been our commercial to resi deals, quite big deals, but they're all going really quite well. Obviously, a lot of challenges with finance. That and the outcome of those deals has really affected where I thought we would be. But even so, with those higher interest rates and reduced margins on the deals, from a cash flow perspective, I'm still looking to be 25, 26% up on the year. So that's really exciting. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pumped. I'm feeling very, very positive. And actually doing this today and talking through it has, I think, to an extent, rejuvenated me. It's got me a little bit more motivated about this because I was starting to feel a little bit tired and I wasn't really keeping an eye on the monthly and weekly targets as much. But this has made me feel good. It's nice to know that you are doing what you set out to do. And yeah, the plan is kind of coming together. So hopefully I have sort of reminded you at the very least to make sure you're checking in on your goals. And look, if you're not doing this stuff, if you're not going back and checking these goals, if you're not setting those weekly and monthly and quarterly goals, you're very unlikely to get there, guys. It doesn't take too long to do this. And I promise if you do do it, your chances of hitting those targets at the end of the year are massively, massively, massively increased. Okay, that's it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found it interesting. I hope you found it enjoyable. And I hope more than anything, you found something of value that you could take and put into your own business today. Now, don't forget that if you're a member of the HMOroadmap.co.uk, that's where you'll find everything you need to start, scale, and systemize your HMO business. If you haven't already joined, you are missing out on so much. Go and check it out. In the last couple of weeks alone, we've released some brand new case studies from our community members, including all of the juicy detail and a brand new masterclass from none other than yours truly, all about joint ventures. If finding the perfect joint venture partner, someone who could perhaps bring all of the money or all of the experience to your deals and your business could help you, then you're going to want to check it out. Okay, that's it. Don't forget that I'll be right back here in the very same place next week. So please join me then for another installment of the HMO podcast.